Welcome to our high school's radio from the Espartales of Alcalá de Henares.
Throughout history, women have been forgotten and looked down on just for the fact of being women, and therefore considered by men as inferior, less intelligent, and only valued for their beauty and their role as mothers. This unfair and ugly truth must come to an end, and the new generation should reference both women and men in all fields when looking back to the past. Many women deserve to be given the important place in history they have earned, since their discoveries, inventions, or struggles improved our present lives. Some students from Third Oficio would like to introduce some of them as a homage to all of them on International Women's Day.
Hey, what's the password of your Wi-Fi?
The password is Heidi Lamar.
She was a famous actress, wasn't she?
Yes, but she was also the mother of modern Wi-Fi, among other inventions such as a new kind of traffic light and a pot which made water become sparkling water.
I'm already connected to the Wi-Fi. She was a famous actress who had six husbands in her life, wasn't she?
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Apart from being a very good-looking actress, she invented frequency hopping, which was essential for granting security to Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS.
In addition, frequency hopping was used for the creation of drone torpedoes that changed the course of the Second World War.
If she was such a brilliant inventor, why wasn't she known for it?
Because of prejudice and chauvinism, she was seen as a pretty face and not as the brilliant inventor she was. She was so underestimated for being a woman that even her third husband, John Loder, whose business was to sell weapons to Nazis and fascists, saw and treated her as a doll, as a thing, as if she didn't have a mind.
She was recognized as a famous actress, but she wasn't recognized as an extremely bright inventor until recently. She lived for 86 years, and 14 years after her death, she was honored in her hometown, Vienna, in Austria.
So, in conclusion, Heidi Lamar was an actress and a victim of her own beauty and the society. She was seen as a pretty face and not as the brilliant inventor she was. We wouldn't be in the world we live now without her and her inventions. Just think about this. Would you be able to live in the present without Wi-Fi?
I have found what our classmates have explained about Heidi Lamar very interesting. Therefore, we would also like to share some interesting information about
Ada Byron, also known as Ada Lovelace, the first computer programmer.
About Camille Claudel, who was a great sculptor and is very recognized nowadays.
Also, Rosalind Franklin, the unknown discoverer of DNA.
And don't forget Fanny Mendelssohn, the great pianist eclipsed by her brother.
And Ada Byron, together with Charles Babbage, had the idea of creating a machine that solved arithmetical operations such as addition and subtraction. This machine was called the analytical machine.
What Ada did was to improve the machine by adding more complex arithmetical operations and by finding practical applications for the machine, for example, digitizing musical compositions.
The problem was that Babbage only did the first part of the job, while Ada discovered three times more information than he did.
But it was Babbage who was recognized as the inventor of the machine.
This is because many people thought that there was more merit in creating the machine than improving it.
Ada suggested to Babbage the idea that the machine could calculate Bernoulli numbers. By making this possible, it was considered to be the first computer program in history.
So, somehow, it was considered that the original machine was from Babbage, but that doesn't mean Ada did less work than he did, since her job was more difficult and she worked three times harder.
What about Camille Claudel? What can you tell us about her, Nerea?
She lived like so many others, in the shadow of a man who never learned her sign. Her talent was eclipsed. Camille Claudel went down in history as a simple person without importance in someone else's biography. The sculptor Auguste Rodin, with whom he had an obsessive and disturbing relationship, Few recognize the worth and potential of this fearless, passionate, profound, and visceral woman who paid dearly for being ahead of her time and who ended up overshadowed in life. Camille Claudel was a sculptor, and she has very famous sculptures, such as The Mature Age and The World. While she was studying in the Académie Cholographie, she fell in love with Auguste Rodin. But in 1892, they ended their relationship because Rodin fell in love with Rose Bourret. And that was the inspiration for The Mature Age. Even though they ended their relationship, Rodin kept using Camille's projects and sculptures. And that's why he has more acknowledgement than Camille. Tell us something about Rosalind Franklin, Aroa. Why was she an important woman?
Well, she was a British chemist and crystallographer. Her works with X-ray diffraction images were of great importance in the progress of diverse fields. They were essential to revealing the structure of carbons and graphite, as well as RNA and various viruses. But the greatest achievement was its contribution to understanding the structure of DNA, thanks to the image called Photography 51, which had a great impact on scientific advances in genetics. Her research on the structure of coal and viruses was recognized during her life, but unfortunately, her early death because of ovarian cancer took away her opportunity to enjoy the recognition for her contribution to the discovery of the structure of DNA. In the end, the merit of the discovery of the structure of DNA and Rosalind's other unfinished projects and the Nobel Prizes were won by her many colleagues. What a great injustice!
Another great woman in history was Fanny Mendelssohn, who was a great composer and pianist. Fanny was the most prominent student in her class. However, her parents were very clear that it was absurd for an upper-class woman to consider a career. That's why Fanny had to compose anonymously. Fanny and her brother loved each other, and her brother tried to mitigate the situation by including several of her compositions in his repertory, although singing them with his name. Fanny married the painter Wilhelm Hensel, with whom he had only one son. Hensel soon proved to be a man with a very different mindset. Not only did he not see any problem with his wife composing music, he encouraged her to do so. A few years later, she dared to publish her first works under her own name, which were very well received. Encouraged by this, in 1838, she dared to give her first and only solo concerto, in which he performed her brother's concert number 1. After Fanny's unexpected death, she left a legacy of 466 works. For more than a century, no one remembered her, and the few of her works that were performed became Felix, what was a great injustice too.
Sorry, but we are at the end of our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed it.
We also hope you have learned about these four brilliant women
who weren't recognized when they should have been.
Don't forget the incredible things they did.
Thanks for listening and goodbye, everyone.